Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one bachelorette recap podcast. Hosted by male interracial best friend duo. Hometowns, already, episode 6. What did you think, AB? Any memorable characters? Any drama that came out of this? Any questions raised by visiting with the families for 8 to 12 minutes?
I won't remember any of these people, no.
There's no Gabby's grandpa, Peter's parents.
No. No, it's not.
I tend to agree.
Dotton's grandma comes to mind, but I don't think our...
20 seconds, maybe.
She didn't have enough time.
No.
Yeah, I don't... Like, Joey's uncle, I guess, is the biggest name of the episode, and I didn't...
Cool Uncle Joe?
Yeah. He's just a cool guy with some cool frames, asking the
he
tough
had a cool
questions.
Way about him, yeah.
He had a cool way about him, but I don't think I'll really remember him.
I'm with you. They were all good hometowns, but not good in an entertaining way. Good in a nice people.
This was all just fine.
Just fine. Just fine. Okay. Well, let's get into it then. Stick around for the hour and a half long recap of a fine episode. We start in Houston with Aaron. Charity, to start off, more or less admitted that she was just kind of delirious during their first date. That was, you can't take anything she said seriously on that first episode, second episode.
There's a lot going on that early in the season.
It was adrenaline. It was a first day, only day. I didn't have anything to compare it to. On the park bench, Aaron prepares Charity for his saying of the L word later that evening.
Mm.
Just a heads up, we haven't talked about the L word. We're going to later.
It might be
coming. Keep that in mind. Yeah. And to the camera, Charity puts Aaron behind Xavier. More or less. We're the furthest behind, which kind of surprised me.
That was surprising. I thought Xavier was last.
I did as well.
And before the roses were given out, I thought Xavier was last.
I think the way that the hometowns were presented made me think Aaron was the likeliest to go home.
Oh, really? See, I thought Aaron had a really good hometown.
That's why.
I think I wrote, I'll say it later, but I'm pretty sure I said, let's just end the season here. This was a beautiful ending.
But again, like Charity's date, that was before the other hometowns occurred. Nothing to compare it to.
True.
Aaron's family time. We have Mom Ethel, Dad Eddie, Brother Edward, Brother Eric, sister-in-law Audrey.
Real quick, before the date, I decided, you know, I haven't been fair to Aaron.
Okay? Sure you have. We're not fair to anyone. We're judging him off of five minutes of TV every week.
You know, I've had a negative perception of him because he got rid of Brayden, and it's not fair. You know, is he a little too protective? Sure. Is he annoying? Yes. Is he boring? Yes.
Yes.
Is he a hater? Absolutely. Yes. Undeniably.
Where's the unfair all part coming in?
All those things can be true, and he can still be a good guy. And I'm not giving him the good guy possibility here. Okay.
There's no bad
guys. That's what I decided. Sure there is. But
Not on this season, as was the rest of my
sentence. No, not on this season. I'm going to give him a chance going into his hometown. I think I wrote him off because of my perception of him because of what went down with Braden.
Okay.
It wasn't fair.
Good for you. I wrote him off anyway.
It was big of me. It was very big of me.
Well, heroic, some would say. The main thing that stood out to this early family portion was he mentioned to the camera something about his mom locking one of his exes either in or out of the room.
Yeah, I didn't love that.
That was a real throwaway line. And for me, that was, I would say, alarming.
Yeah, I didn't like hearing that.
You know, they do the recounting, the meeting, and their date at Bachelor Mansion.
I don't remember their date.
The Hollywood sign. It was merely a month ago. It was the second episode of the season.
Yeah.
First, Aaron and younger brother Eric says he has the look. Says, I support you on this journey toward the L word. Mom and dad, though, might be a different story. Mom and dad, unfortunately, were not a different story.
They were not a different story. No, they weren't.
Despite the anecdote about perhaps mom will lock Charity in a room somewhere, none of that
happened.
No,
it was a wonderful evening. They, you know, wined and dined Charity. They
got along great.
Eating good, Rim.
Yeah.
Everything was great.
I'd say mom was as open as any parent has ever been to this, which when she was presented as like, she's going to be a tough nut to crack.
She was
thrilled.
She was ecstatic to be here and have her son be a part of this.
She did ask an interesting question, though, which is, if he proposed today, would you say yes? What did you think of that? And Charity's response. I don't recall a parent ever asking that.
Yeah, I don't think so. She says no. I probably would not accept the proposal, which
had to say it.
So we're done here then? No, I don't think she did need to say that.
She couldn't have said yes.
She could have skirted around it without giving an answer.
We got other people here. It's disrespectful to the others to say yes and then move on to the next three hometowns.
That's fair, but I took it as a bad sign. I don't know.
You took it as a bad sign for
she's
Aaron.
Not, she would not accept her. The proposal was like in a week.
Yeah.
I think she would get away with not giving an answer over flatly saying no.
You can't say yes, because knowing Aaron, he would propose in the backyard that night.
That's true.
And then she would have to say no to a proposal, which is way worse than the no to the idea of one.
That's fair.
Eddie and Charity also get along great. Charity lies to his face, though. She says, Aaron is someone who swept me off my feet. I don't think any sweeping has been done thus far.
There's been no sweeping.
She's firmly walking.
You are...
The balls of her feet firmly planted in the ground the whole time.
Slowly walking to a proposal. A long, slow march.
There was something to the camera that Eddie said that caught me off guard as well. And I think I have concocted, this is the next minute of the show will be me speculating uncomfortably on Aaron's interpersonal relationships with his family. But he said, more or less, I don't care about your girlfriend's names. That's how we brought the boys up. I don't care about anything about your girlfriends. Come to me when you're ready to propose.
It's show me state. This is show me state. Like, hey, talk to me when you're serious.
Talk to me when you're serious.
Now, a very weird way to put it. Rude way to put it.
Yeah, you could say. Perhaps you can have that feeling. It strikes me as odd to say it out loud to the TV
cameras.
Yeah,
I'm not sure why you'd say it. Yeah.
And maybe a contributing factor to how seriously Aaron has taken this from the start. Like, it has always seemed like Aaron's under a lot of pressure for this to work out, for him to be married to Charity or otherwise type of thing.
Yeah.
I can see that.
No, I can see that.
Objection, Your Honor, speculation. Sustained. I'll be the judge. Sustained. I get it. I'm making that up.
Sustained.
I felt the way that this went ensured that Aaron would not be winning because it was so positive. It was so happy. Someone had to have their heart broken, especially taking the context of it was like flawless.
But what about
Aaron's perspective?
Yeah, the parent's perspective, his dad is all in. says, "That's what I call a keeper."
Yeah.
They're all crying. This is a crying bunch.
Yep.
They're definitely a crying bunch, which I can appreciate. They're all crying. Sure. They all love charity. It went great. They ate great. It's all good.
What were you going to ask about the post? He
takes her to the Friday Night Lights field and has some corny Letterman's jackets. Where would she ever wear that again, Aaron? First of all, I would leave that on the field.
Yo, there's nowhere to.
If I was charity, I wouldn't even wear that out. Like, I don't even want to waste my luggage space.
That's a hefty item.
I'm not putting that in my fucking suitcase. That big jacket.
I totally agree with you. I'm hesitant to continue with the burn because knowing Aaron the way that I do, I feel like he ironed those patches on personally and finished them with sewing.
Just letting you know it was a bad gift. That's all I'm letting you know. I have three other places to go after this. Am I going to waste valuable luggage space on this weird jacket from your high... Is this your high school colors, or where even
are we? Where are the colors?
What are the colors?
I don't think it was his high school field.
I don't either.
It would be a real shame if
this
it wasn't.
This is irrelevant for you.
Tell stories. It was just this field.
That jacket isn't a good jacket for even you, Aaron, let alone me.
And the tie-in was that he played football, but that was it? There was no...
Played football, here's a Letterman's jacket with your name on the back from a random high school close to where my parents now live. Maybe it might not even be close. You know, it's just a high school that didn't have anything going on this day. We were able to get on the field.
Willing to turn the lights on.
Yeah.
All right. Dang.
Other than that,
when am I going to wear that again, Aaron? When am I going to wear that again? I would have stopped the date had I been charity.
I'm surprised she put it on in the first place. Yeah. I don't want to wear this right now. I would rather.
I don't
it's
ever
not
want to
enough.
Wear this.
It's 100 and humid.
It's very hot.
AB, the leap was taken.
Yeah.
He's falling in love with charity.
Say what you want. The leap was taken.
The coat, anything, whatever. The leap was taken. Not only that. Aaron falling in love with charity, but they dance to, as Charity recalls, the first song we ever danced to, aka the only song you've ever heard in the presence of one another.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, one song. It's not there. This isn't
song.
Your song.
This could also be your breakup.
This isn't
song.
Your. Yeah, this isn't. This has no tie to you. It's just a song.
We don't. We had a long tradition.
Now
not
I'm
so
sounding
much
like
recent.
A hater.
Yeah, no,
huge hater. I said I'd give him a chance, and here I am going in on his jacket.
You're just
poor guy
your
gave
truth.
Her a nice jacket, and here I am ripping him to shreds.
Lauren Elena, she was on American Idol and finished second, according to my research. A notable musical guest, I would say, given the history of producers, cousins, and things that we have.
Rim, no. No.
Okay.
No.
That was my question to you.
People our age think of American Idol as like this huge thing. It's not anymore, and it hasn't been for 15 years. Okay?
Well, it was 12 years ago she was on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, then maybe
second
it was
12
big
years
deal.
Ago. The further
that's pretty
back
big.
You
further,
go, the better it is.
The further from current day you are, American Idol, first to run
the more
up,
impressed I am.
The more impressed I am, for sure. Yeah.
Wow. 2011.
When Ruben and Clay were going at it that one summer...
03?
That was peak.
Yeah, I agree.
That was peak. Closer you are to that, the better you are.
They were going
those
at it,
those two were
too.
Going
it
at
was
it.
Heavyweight.
Those battle. Two were really going at it.
I just watched this, and I didn't know what to think. It's about Aaron and Charity. They started really hot, obviously. Then she went on other dates and realized, okay, other fish
was
in the sea.
Was it that hot?
I don't think it was, but they both felt it was. She thought it was. Then she dated, went on the other day and said, oh, there's other like hot, cool guys that are funnier, too.
Yeah, this is a... Yeah. Who isn't a big hater?
Aaron had the hater storyline, the little jealousy strain. Then he kind of made hometowns by default. I wouldn't say he like grabbed hometowns by the... He was just...
No.
You'll go. We'll let you go.
He fell into hometowns.
And now they're better than ever.
I mean, when they were kissing there, the song was playing.
She was
tears
crying?
Running
yeah.
down her face. But I'm starting to realize Charity's just a crier, too.
Yeah. Okay?
She gets emotional. Well, so you can't look into it. When I first saw this, I wrote, I just cut to black and end the show on this high note. This was so beautiful. She's crying. He's crying.
Yeah.
They're kissing. They're smooching. Rim deep makeout. Okay.
Yeah.
This is the man who loves me, who cares for me, who will always be there for me, she said. What more can you ask for?
He won't give you any alone time is the feeling I get sometimes.
Well, yeah, he's going to be annoying around the house. Everyone knows that.
That's what it felt like to me.
So you were not swept away in the moment. No. I was swept away.
No. I was rolling my eyes at the
Letterman's jacket. I was rolling my eyes at the song. But then when you put it all together and they're standing there and it's Friday Night Lights and she's crying and saying these things, I got swept away. I thought I might have underestimated this guy.
Well, especially going into it, we're all thinking Xavier's the obvious cut here.
I had moved, in this moment, I would have moved Aaron up to second. Okay.
Wow.
That's where I was at.
Ahead
I was swept away by it.
Joey?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Speaking of Joey, Collegeville, Pennsylvania. If you're still thinking that after this statement from Charity, if all goes well, I'm going to tell Joey I'm falling in love with him.
You know. That was crazy that she said that. I did not expect her to say that.
She didn't even, that never entered her brain with Aaron.
No, never once.
Before family time, they have a little indoor tennis on what looked to be a beautiful day. Later, she says, you know, Joey makes me feel cute and flirty and like fun. Just fun, AB.
Just fun. Yeah. He makes her fun. He brings out a side in me. That,
Charity.
And he's, yeah. Or excuse me. He brings out a side in Charity that other people, and she's talking specifically about Aaron in my head. She's only talking about Aaron, who other people don't do. Okay.
Every conversation with Aaron is like, well, when we have children together, like, what path should we put them on to ensure they get into elite colleges?
You need a lawyer's there to take.
It's straight past flirting to
this is
tax
just
talk.
Paperwork.
You know? Paperwork. This was like a Real Housewives of New York scene. Joey T. Group trip. Let me set the scene. You group trip.
Set
you
scene.
Set up a workout or, or a tennis lesson with a younger hot guy, Joey, and just see what happens. Viewers of current Real Housewives of New York know exactly what I'm talking about from this week's episode. This was adorable. Joey was in his element, Charity eager to learn, doing something fun.
This is fun.
Physical activity.
Flirtatious hand placement on the tennis help. I will say that.
Forehand,
backhand.
Move
your body here.
Yeah.
He's got his hands different places. These two are flirting. Mm-hmm.
In walks cool Uncle Joe. To Joey's surprise, I'll put in quotes. I mean, come on.
Come on. Why would this guy be here otherwise? Joey, first of all, why did he invite Uncle Joe? Why
Joe
did
and
Joey,
Joey
want Uncle Joe there? Because obviously,
that's too flirty of a date to have invite your uncle to.
So I'm confused. I'm just confused why he was invited.
Well, they're best friends. That much is true to me. The way they were talking about each other the whole time, they're as close as Joey is as close with cool Uncle Joe as he is with anyone.
Yeah, I just don't know why he. Yeah,
Joe, cool Uncle Joe doesn't buy this, AB. This whole deal with Charity. Something didn't feel 100% with him.
Something don't feel right about Joey in particular. He feels like Joey is putting on a front, which had never crossed my mind.
I've never gotten that feeling.
Now, I didn't know Joey before this, so it's hard for me to comment, and neither did Charity. So I'm going to have to take cool Uncle Joe at his word.
I got to be honest. Joey and Charity, if they end up together, I think they'd be a great couple. Potential last, maybe, I don't know. The fact that cool Uncle Joe is actively breaking them up should upset me. But I instinctively trust what he's saying. I believe cool Uncle Joe. I don't think he's looking for anything other than giving it to you straight.
That guy doesn't have any skin in the game, Rim.
He's not looking to gain anything out of this.
He's not looking to gain anything out of this situation. He's just a guy with some cool glasses that has some thoughts. That's all.
Yeah. He's just got takes.
Just has some thoughts about what's going on.
I trust
take him,
him
if you
I
want believe- to. He doesn't care if you take his advice. Hey, this is just my feeling. Do what you want with it. I'm a straight shooter. That's a straight shooter. You want to talk about straight shooters? That's a straight shooter rim.
It was Cool Uncle Joe. After Cool Uncle Joe leaves, Charity...
and bombs the fucking... his chances.
I got to shower and change.
Completely bombs, I'd say. Destroyed his nephew's chances to win.
No, yeah, because he hasn't sent it to Charity yet.
Yeah, but the wheels are in motion.
The wheels are in motion.
He's ready. He already knows where he's going with it.
The countdown has begun. Joy family time. Mom Kathy already crying. Dad Nick. Cool Uncle Joe, the humanities teacher. Who will let you smoke?
Here's the Scantron.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, come on.
Hey, everybody. I'm going to take a step out the door. Wink, wink. Scantron's in the fucking drawer over there.
Standardized tests are bullshit anyway. Yeah,
you know, do what you got to do. Don't tell me. Just do what you got to do.
Sisters Carly and Ellie. Brother-in-law, Zach. First, Carly and Charity. Her and Joey bring out the best in each other, Charity says. Stop me if you've heard this before, AB. But according to a family member, the contestant in question loves deeply. And when they're in, they're all in on relationships. And when it doesn't work out, the family members are there to pick up the pieces of their broken heart.
I'll stop you.
Stop right there.
Stop. I've heard that.
She asks Charity if she's falling in love with Joey. Charity happily confirms without a second thought. Hey, Charity, do you like Aaron? Listen, there's a lot of guys left. You know, who knows how this is going to play out?
Who knows? I can't answer that right now.
Oh, Joe, your brother? Yes, I love him.
There's a difference.
How about Mom and Joey?
Joey's mom scared for him to be heartbroken. Joey explains that he doesn't doubt the process. Joey's mom just scared. That's all. Just scared for old Joey. Nothing there.
Fearful tears, I would say. Those were
fearful
not
tears.
She
no,
said
she was
these are happy tears.
Scared.
They were fear tears, in my
I think
view.
She sees what's on the horizon here. Maybe more
too.
So than most other people do. Like it's the heartbreak. That fears that scares her.
Unfiltered
Joey,
with Uncle Joe.
Why do you think Joey's so in on the process?
Why do I think he's so in on the process? Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he's fake. Like his best friend seems to think.
Yeah, I mean, having no doubts in the process makes me think you're just saying stuff, which ties into what wise cool Uncle Joe has been saying all along. Something to think about.
Yeah. Bonnaroo, Uncle Joe. Unfiltered with Uncle Joe. Where each week, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Each week, cool Uncle Joe brings on, you know, somebody to talk to.
It could be anybody.
Anybody. Some interesting people for
interesting
conversations
people
with cool Uncle Joe.
Coming in and talking to another interesting person. About anything.
Sharing their stories. Yeah.
Okay.
Unfiltered.
Unfiltered.
Unfiltered with Uncle Joe. Are you portraying yourself or are you portraying something she wants? A question he asked of his nephew, and yet a question he may have asked in ethics class on Saved by the Bell, the new class. This may as well be Joe Lasky, the professor.
He says we've been down this road before with your fake ass.
Yeah, he really did.
Listen, Joey, I know you. I've seen this shit before. You're faking. I can tell.
Yeah, brutal.
Brutal.
Brutally honest with Uncle Joe.
Well,
on the Unfiltered Network.
Unfiltered isn't about saying things that make people comfortable for him.
No.
It's about making people uncomfortable. Well, to the bottom of things.
Joey, perhaps, saying things to make what he thinks people want to hear.
Fake Joey. People pleaser, he calls him.
People pleaser.
He's a people pleaser.
What did you make of Joey's response to this? He seemed to me like, oh God,
the jig is up.
The jig is up. He could, you know, he's caught me and he's thrown me under the bus. And a bus he owns, because Uncle Joe owns an old school bus that he retrofitted to be like a magic bus. One of those deals. It just sits parked
one
in the backyard.
One of those deals.
Yeah. He only brings it out once a year.
Well, Joey's got nothing to say. What is he going to say? Yeah, it's you got me. You caught me. Yeah.
So do you buy faking? We're joking around, but do you think Joey is now full of shit, or do you think this show has
Joey's
no
full of
nothing?
Shit.
Or do you think this show has no other straws to grasp onto instead of like in terms of throwing things up in the air? Questions to answer.
This made me question everything about Joey. It really did. I trust Uncle Joe.
I do.
I trust the man. So the fact that he isn't buying any of this from his nephew, this isn't about the process either, Rim. This isn't about, no, I don't trust this process. This is, I saw you, Joey. You're acting a certain way.
Yeah.
So I do believe it, and I don't trust Joey moving forward.
You've convinced me even more. I was kind of shading that way, but now
I'm all in on Uncle Joe. I don't even think Joey might not know he's doing it.
Perhaps.
That's the thing.
So true. Yeah. Well, who knows?
Uncle Joe's the only one who knows.
The reality is we need a kind of a bad guy going into the final stretch here. You can't have the final two, which we presume will be Dotton and Joey. You can't have the final two both be like
great guys
100% who have Q score. Yeah,
why
there has
can't
to be a question
we,
about one of them. You could. It'd just be boring.
It puts a question in my mind, but I don't think I'm not taking it as a necessarily a negative for Joey. I think a lot of people in his situation are doing things to that might not be, showing their true self. So I don't know that this. I don't think this makes him a villain in my mind. Like I didn't when Uncle Joe was saying this, I should have been thinking of charity. Like I wasn't thinking of charity.
Joey's
like
a bad
this
guy.
This is bad.
Deceitful.
You're deceiving charity. I didn't take it like that. I think he's just doing things. Some people are just people pleasers. They'll do what makes people happy and put themselves behind that other person, which is, I think, what Uncle Joe's really getting at. It's like, you need to put yourself first, see if this is, you know, if things match up.
Wise words.
Yeah.
Wise Uncle AB. Quickly then, Uncle Joe and Charity. Reminder, what's up in the air right now is Charity's willingness to tell Joey she's falling in love with him. And until this moment, she was going to.
Yeah.
When Uncle Joe said, hey, get married? I don't know. What do you want me to say? I feel like I don't know the guy right now.
I don't know either of you.
He's kind of, I thought I knew him. Why he's acting? I don't know. Seems fake. He seems to be faking it to me. But you do what you guys want to do. I don't know.
Let's get off my back.
So that's where we're left. We're asking, who is the real Joey?
Uncle Joe drops a bomb that will fester from deep inside until it completely derails the relationship. That's where we're left.
You're left thinking that. I'm left asking that. Because I still think Joey...
I think
it not only has a chance, but is likely to win.
Oh, you think Joey's likely to
win?
I
will go ahead and spoiler the end of this episode. I think Joey's likely to win.
Wow.
We've seen these. Hey, come on. Think back, AB. Think back of how they show these down the stretch storylines.
If Dotton doesn't win, let me tell you right now.
He's not going to.
If Dotton doesn't win,
he's going to be the Bachelor. Don't worry about it.
People think Aaron's going to be the Bachelor.
Who's that? The
people
first
online.
Guy? That's crazy. Get those people off the internet.
Who's that?
Aaron. When you said Aaron, I go, the guy from Paradise?
He's not even top five Aaron that I think of.
If you think Aaron's going to be the Bachelor, it's because you think...
I don't.
I'm saying If you think Aaron's... Of course, he won't be. But anyone who says Aaron is going to be the Bachelor, I presume those people are assuming that Dotton is going to win and is therefore not going to be a candidate. I don't think Dotton's going to win.
I think Dotton's going to win. I think we've needed. I mean, why can't we just have a fairy tale? Why is it always got to be some old bullshit? Why does it always have to be some
old
shit?
Bullshit. I don't think
it would definitely be some old bullshit, if Jotun doesn't win.
But that's from Dotton not winning would be the bullshit. The Joey and Charity,
that's fine.
Becoming engaged would still be a fairy tale. It would just AB would be upset that Dotton didn't quote unquote win. Yeah. Again, not winning, getting second is the best case scenario. You're likely to become a lead and have your pick of the litter, so to speak. The best thing for Dotton were for her to be for Charity to choose.
Well,
Joey.
No, best thing for Dotton, a man who's dreamed of for months.
Wait till he's a lead. We'll see if he's still talking like that when he's a lead.
That's true. So you think it's the loser of these two that'll be the lead, Joey or Dotton? Let's say Dotton wins.
I would put Joey ahead of Aaron on the likelihood of being Bachelor, but maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong.
Yeah, the loser of it's, you know, the winner is the winner and the loser is Bachelor. Is that
where
you're
sitting? Someone who would leapfrog a non-Dotton. If Dotton doesn't win, I think he's the number one candidate.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But Joey, you're saying someone could leapfrog.
Someone we're not thinking of. Yeah, who knows? Like a big name, whatever.
Sure.
But of these contestants, yeah. The loser of Joey versus Dotton would be the lead, in my view. Anyway, outside Charity.
You think they could get Sandoval?
Well, I'm sure they could. It's a matter of, do you want that blood money?
It's kind of like the Saudis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
want to sell your soul for ratings?
Sell your soul? that would be Sandoval.
Sandoval would be something. I don't know why that just popped in my head.
Outside, Joey says, I'm falling in love with you. Charity, unsure if Joey is an authentic person, declines to reciprocate. The hell got the car. She's crying.
Awkward.
Because she'll miss him. Joey interprets it as potentially a goodbye. And we're going to say goodbye for a bit. Then say hello again after the break.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Xavier's hometown, Cleveland, Ohio. Xavier makes Charity feel giddy.
Well, just a quick reminder of where we ended with Xavier. We're not sure if he likes Charity or not, so that's where we're at, I believe.
He was expressing what I would describe as major hesitancy about getting engaged.
Major, yeah.
To the point where it came off as if he quashed the idea completely and is just not even into monogamy, is almost how it seemed. Or long-term commitment. I think it was totally, that storyline was, this hometown completely redeemed Xavier if that were
the
case. I don't think that. I think what he said in New Orleans, that conversation,
that's
came
gone
off differently than what he intended, I believe.
Yeah, I agree. Especially after this hometown.
Straight to the yarn store.
Of course.
You thought it was, not you, but
you thought this was a gimmick?
You thought it was just like, oh, I'm going to do something to stand out. No, this guy lives the yarn life.
You thought Xavier was a fake yarn guy? Is that what people thought? Thought that's just some shit that they, you know, they took something small about his life and made it bigger for ratings? You thought, is that what you people thought?
Like Pimp My Ride.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, we're going to turn your car and we're going to make your car out of yarn. Because you have a ball of yarn in your home.
Exactly. No, that's not what this is. This is Xavier, life.
Xavier has
actually would have a yard mobile.
Yes,
if he went on Pit My Ride.
Xavier has the membership card to Joann Fabrics,
of
other
course.
Yarn stores. This
of
is not fake.
They know the man by name when he walks in. When he steps through that door, it's go time.
None of his yarn friends, none of them saw him come in and go, what's the deal with you? You fronting Xavier?
No.
The fact that he was at the yarn store in the first place tells you that it was real.
That was all Xavier love, all yarn. Family there.
Yeah. This was a sweet scene, AB, no doubt about it. Now,
yeah, I liked it.
But let me ask you this.
Oh, wow.
What feels more likely to you? Charity sitting at a knitting table every weekend, all afternoon, or Charity playing tennis at the country club?
Man.
Both worthy pursuits. Where do you see Charity spending her life?
Which hobby do you think I could see her at?
Learning to knit or learning to play tennis?
I think we'd have to say tennis at the country club room.
I lean that way as well. Both worthy pursuits.
Absolutely.
I don't want Yarn Nation coming at me.
We have no issue with Yarn Nation. I'd like to be a part of it someday.
Of course. My shoulders, tennis is done. That's not happening. My shoulders
Shoulders.
Yarn is more my speed.
My shoulders are toast.
That ain't happening for me. The tennis dream is over. I just think Charity might be more in the tennis lane.
I hear
you. If that's a consideration for her, perhaps it's not.
Well, would you be concerned that it just seems a little too slow paced for me? Knitting for her, for me, for Charity. The Charity I know seems a little slow paced.
But well, the Charity I know doesn't like being put in a box. So perhaps
you're right.
The opposite of what we would assume about her is true. And she wants to knit.
Okay.
But I don't know. We're just speculating this. We're just podcasters here. Xavier family time. Xavier commitment phobe. We'll see if speaking with his parents will convince him he's ready to make a lifelong commitment to Charity. If you thought that there would be a dramatic moment in this segment, as soon as they walked in, Xavier's family put that to rest.
Yep. Huge pop.
Very happy to see them.
Huge pop.
Xavier's mom, Tracy, has multiple sclerosis, which is the reason he chose his career path in medical research. She says she is shocked to see their energy together.
Okay. I don't see it.
A lot of parents say that. And I think maybe it's because by this point, the leads are kind of, they're pretty skilled performers, on-camera performers. All the leads go to four people's homes, and all four families are convinced that the lead is willing to marry that person, and the reality is they're not even close. They're not at all.
Yeah, they're not.
Chelsea, sister in Charity. Charity's not falling in love, but maybe get there as long as you confirm to me
yet.
That he's a committed guy, and she says yes. How about Tracy and Charity? Mom Tracy.
Xavier's mom says that Xavier wants to be married and wants to be a dad. She's concerned because of the short amount of time, but not that concerned.
Not concerned enough to put a stop to this or slow it down even.
Did you notice that Charity seemed, I don't think they've had this conversation because she was almost surprised to hear that he was interested in being married and being a dad. That is alarming to me.
Yeah, it sure is.
You haven't even talked about that? That?
No.
Okay. It was surprising to her that he wanted to be a dad and married.
Mom did a good job on behalf of Xavier of repositioning his... Again, we're coming into this thinking Xavier doesn't want to get married.
Yeah.
She says he does, just what concerns him is the time frame. I think Charity took that as, okay, he'll propose. Like her fear was assuaged at that point, and I wasn't sure that was the case. In addition to the concerning fact that she didn't even know he had any interest in becoming a father, a week away from potential engagement. Xavier's dad, Clarence, and Xavier, nice young lady, he says. The way that Clarence described everlasting love, AB, a feeling when you're with that person where nothing else matters. You, me, Xavier, everybody knows they are not in that zone yet.
No, not at all.
Maybe
or nothing else matters. There's a lot that matters right now, actually.
I contend that Xavier did not even expect to make it to hometowns until he received rose. So, Xavier and his mom, anything there?
She's never seen him like this. I wrote here, this is like giddy Xavier.
I think Xavier showed a little,
a little
personality, but it wasn't like, who's this guy? It was more like Xavier.
Yeah, I guess.
Anyway, I think this went well. I think it totally redeemed his
New
Orleans.
Fine.
It just made the New Orleans conversation in retrospect seem strange. It just stands out as like, I don't even know if that was any of that was real.
Yeah.
So I think this went well enough to.
He could make it.
He went from odd man out to probably, a fan favorite. Like weird knitting guy to like fan favorite guy with a passion for knitting. You know, it's all about positioning.
Yeah. Yep. Branding.
How about outside? The big reveal.
What was the reveal?
He's falling in love with her.
Oh, falling in love with her. Yeah.
That doesn't get your juices flowing.
Well, I didn't buy. I don't know how you go from what he said last week to. I'm just confused. I don't know.
I think both of us are just unenthused about Xavier talk because we just know he's not. I just am certain he's not going to win.
I'm certain he's not winning. I'm certain.
Never
he's not
more certain
be final
in my life.
Two. Unless he could get final two,
that means he loses.
Well, he could be final two if one of the other two self eliminates.
Or a lot of times people have this theory that the
lead lets go of their
the
second
lead
favorite
lets go of the second
to make
one
it easier.
At the three spot. Yeah.
Yeah. That too. Could be that. Sure.
So that'd be crazy. So Dalton could go home next week is what I'm kidding. Dalton in Fresno. Again, just comparing opening statements, kind of thesis statements for these segments. Charity says, is Dotton too good to be true? Her concern with Dotton is that he is too good to be true. Her concern with Aaron is that I've been bored since that first date that I'm already forgetting about. And her concern with Xavier is that he may not be willing to get engaged. And now her concern with Joey is like... And no concern with Joey prior to
the
date. It was, I'm gonna tell him I'm falling in love with him. So just those two have... clearly separated themselves from the pack, in my view. Initially, Dotton's parents were not going to be attending. They're in Nigeria. The siblings are there until there is a surprise return from his parents. Now, this was borderline shady, AB. This was like when they show soldiers returning home from at halftime of the big game. It was a little
I love
like,
those, and I love this.
Well, it's a little, I feel deceived and duped. And
it was beautiful, Rim. I got up out of my seat when that happened. I was stunned. I don't know why I didn't see this was coming, but I did not see this coming.
Yeah.
Huge
we skipped
pop
over his great his grandma.
Huge
pop. We skipped over his grandma too, who claims they are bonded from heaven. So I don't know how you can go against that. That again, another mark in the it's gonna be tough if there is a breakup. I'll start saying if.
Hmm.
Don, of course, excited that his parents have returned.
Of course.
But unsure of how his mom will receive Charity. Here we are with another buildup of maybe the family matriarch will be too skeptical of this for it to be successful. What did you make of him and his mom?
The only concern is the obvious one that he might get his heart broken.
Right? Might get his heart broken, yeah.
That's the only concern right now.
Don's sister says he's not the type to be vulnerable. That's how she knows it's real, which leads naturally into the question, oh, this is the real Dotton, because I just got... The last uncle I talked to told me it was the real Dotton. Now I got to confirm that with everybody.
She did have to kind of confirm that with everyone moving forward. Yeah. Hey, is this the real guy?
Dad with Charity, he'll propose. No problem. Brother says Dotton's maybe the most loyal man alive.
Most faithful man I've ever seen. He doesn't date around.
Long term.
They're putting him, you know, they're pushing him up. They're putting him over right now. The whole family is.
Charity with his mom, Adenike, brought to tears, AB, just describing...
They're both crying.
...her feelings about Dotton. Or perhaps she's thinking about how hard it's going to be when she has to break up Dottie's heart in favor of Joey.
Man, that will be sad. That is going to hurt.
Anything else on Charity with Mom?
No.
How about the drive-in theater?
It's Thunderbird time, Rem. Oh. They're having fun. Walk outside, Thunderbird time. Drive to the drive-in theater. Get to go back there, make some popcorn, fill up the pop. A true dream of mine, having a drive-in theater to myself, including the concession stand all to myself.
Yeah, the theater is secondary.
The concession stand being open, free reign, that's a dream. This is great. This is the true love story that this show needed, Rim. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
It's the one we needed. It's what we've been asking for years. And it's finally here.
Yeah.
It's over. I wrote it's over here. It's over. Man. Vince Carter, it's a wrap.
Man.
Okay. Home movies out here. Charity's balling. These two are so happy with each other. I wrote.
What else did you write?
That's all I got. It's a wrap. What else do you need? It's a wrap. That's what I wrote.
They did what you mentioned. They watched a little home movie, baby pictures, videos. It felt appropriate compared to the last time we saw that, I believe was on a first date. Have even been on Zach's season. Was totally odd, not a place. This was their third date.
This was beautiful.
They're getting into the zone of believability now. Aaron only had one date. Joey had a date and a half. Xavier had a date that kind of didn't even go well. Dotton, we're on three now.
And they've all went great.
And they've all gone well. I think, now that we're done with the hometowns, it just seems like Dotton to me is being set up. Nothing has changed since our initial...
set up for a big fall.
He's the Brandon of this season with Michelle.
Yeah. Maybe he wins.
Maybe he wins.
Maybe one of these times the Brandon wins.
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't looked up spoilers, but I've just seen a lot of seasons and the most likable person
never gets
second, because then you have an asset you can use moving forward. The couples are kind of discarded almost. Because most of them are going to break up anyway. That's like the assumption.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take this Dotton character we have and make money off of him. Let's make him the Bachelor. That's just how it feels to me. So when I say Dotton, I don't think is going to win, is not because I think Dotton's the second best guy or they have the second best relationship. I'm just looking at how it's being shown to us. And I just get the feeling like...
That's fair. That's all
fair. His heart's going to get broken and it's going to be a memorable night in Bachelor Nation when we're all crying at home.
Yeah, that's fair.
If I shared your optimism, I would go, wow, he's going to win and it's going to be amazing. I'm on board with that, for the record.
That's what you prefer, yeah.
Yeah,
but you don't see it at this point.
I don't want Charity to pick that slime ball Joey. That's the other issue, is like the other guy is not
Joey's
a
great,
slime
yeah.
ball. Yeah, so that's kind of a problem. Should we talk about the segment with Jesse? The recap segment?
Jesse shows up refreshed from weeks off the show. I haven't seen Jesse in a long time. He's had a vacation. No, I don't want to talk about it. They don't talk about it. It was a rehashing of what had happened.
Why do they put his age on? Episode. Why do they put 44 up there every time he's on the screen?
I don't mind it.
He looks good for 44, huh? Or are they saying like, damn, he's only 44, weathered face, gray hair?
I don't know. I don't know why they do it, but I don't mind it. It's
age,
a nice reminder to me.
:44. What about former Bachelor? Or current host, or like GMA,
current
whatever.
Host.
Former NFL player, like something of value other than his age. Rose ceremony at the airport hangar.
I fucking love the airport hangar.
It's great. Great lighting.
It's phenomenal. Yeah. It doesn't
they should
get
just
any
have the
better.
Season here. Yeah.
I know. It does not get any better than this place. They should just build a mansion right next to the airport hangar. They fly out from the airport wherever and whenever they want.
Oh, yeah.
Private for airport hangar.
Single day dates.
They do all rose ceremonies at the airport hangar. That's what I would do.
You know,
nobody gives a shit about that Bachelor Mansion anymore.
I don't personally.
Move the Bachelor Mansion right next to this airport hangar, period.
I think I'm going to one up you. They should do it at the... Claim to Fame Mansion / Listen to Your Heart Mansion.
Mm.
just a better mansion. And
we need a better mansion.
The backyard is big enough. You could probably build a landing strip and take off in small planes from there, small engine planes. you could build an airport hangar in that backyard and have plenty of room for activities.
I like that idea too.
I think Aaron showed up overdressed to his own funeral. A little uncomfortable to see. I think the bow tie was a step too far.
Bow tie. It was a full tux, basically.
This is not the Met Gala. I know it's the airport hangar. I mean, I get it. It's the top.
It's the airport
hangar. Top row ceremony.
It's time to pull out the big guns. But I don't really know why you even have that in your wardrobe for this.
Why did you bring
for the Bachelor?
I don't think anyone's ever worn a bow tie. I think on the show that wasn't a costume. they really wanted us to think it was going to be Joey. Jesse even asked him, like, man, what if you don't get a rose? He didn't ask that of anybody else.
I didn't personally think Joey was had that didn't cross my mind.
You thought
Joey
it was Xavier was at this point?
I thought it was Xavier. Yeah.
Yeah. Charity arrives, delivers a speech. Charity kept spoiling it, though. She said, the person who is not getting this rose is not going to see it coming. This is someone I thought would be my husband.
That's
Xavier
the guy
would
with
definitely
the bow tie.
Think it was coming. Yeah.
The guy with the bow tie is the guy who doesn't see it coming. Dressed to the nines.
Xavier is not like, oh, I thought I was going to be your husband. That's barely crossed his mind, being her husband. It wasn't him either. However, I do think this was a tough rose ceremony because all of them genuinely care. All four of them actually care about Charity.
Yeah.
And they thought they were all in a good spot with her.
Agreed.
But after all that, Charity easily says, Dotton. These came right out comfortably. She was doing this whole thing with the theatrics, and then she was like, anyway,
she's putting on
your Joey. That's how it came out.
Bing, bang, boom.
Bing, bang, boom. Aaron,
easy.
Sorry, pal. Dotton, Xavier, Joey. Why don't you all three just come up, grab them, take a rose.
Or grab a rose. Except you.
That's Aaron's soul leaving his body. I felt bad for Aaron.
I felt bad for the guy because I genuinely think he was the most surprised. She was right.
Yes. Yeah.
He's the only one who really couldn't see this coming.
I had no idea.
The guy had no idea.
I didn't even like their connection, but this episode went great
connection.
For him. And
I didn't want to see this happen to the guy.
No, sad.
I hated everything he did on the show.
More or less, yeah.
Every single thing. But I didn't want to see this. Dressed in a tux.
I believe that he saw Charity as his wife. Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, like you, I think he's a little too serious from the start, but he cared about her, and he spent
most of his free
time envisioning their life together, which was his downfall. Now, this was outside on the bench. She says, I don't even know if that was the right decision, which is a sealed, stamped, notarized, in writing invitation to show up next week. That's what that was.
Interesting.
I don't even know why. I don't have a reason for sending you home. I don't even know if I made the right decision.
Well, I'll see you next week. See you next week.
That's all that is, I think. Well, I didn't watch the preview.
I didn't watch it, yeah.
But that...
It's a good point. I didn't think about that.
I think he returns... Because what else is there to...
It's time... he returns to get closure.
The only other dramatic thing we have is, like, is Joey the real Joey? And that's not really enough...
No.
...to hold Titus over for... 3 weeks when the finale is.
It's not till... It's... Wait.
The schedule is apparently next week is overnights, then Mentel All on its own, allegedly. Maybe some other content in there. And then the finale on the 21st.
Oh.
3 hours. Anything else? Any predictions for next week? Any takeaways from the episode?
No, I think we both assume Xavier is going home unless...
Yeah.
Unless they're stringing him along for an easy second place.
Yeah.
I hope they don't, because Joey Dotton is set up to be a really good who's going to win situation, a pay-per-view.
Yes.
I don't think people will really know who's going to win without spoilers if it's those two at the end. If it's Xavier in either of these two, you know what her decision is.
Xavier won't even be heartbroken.
No.
You need someone to get crushed.
You need someone to get crushed. That's what you need.
Mailbag. 773-234-7794. Last week's question was, whose hometown are you looking forward to and why? One of those questions we didn't realize would be outdated by the time of the responses.
It happens.
It happens. What do you want to say? Keep an eye out for that? I'm not going to do it. Next week's question is, who do you think is going to, you know, make it out of home, you know, make it out of over? I don't know. Corey from King of Prussia. The hometown I'm looking forward to most is Joey for a unique reason. He grew up 15 minutes from me, and I'm 95% sure the tennis facility they showed in the preview is in my hometown, where I went to a week-long tennis camp as a kid. I never had a home team on The Bachelorette.
Home team.
Corey also says, as a side note, Tanner was in my class at Pitt. The degrees of separation on this show are closing in, and it's surreal. Thank you, Corey. 518 area code. I'm excited to see Xavier's hometown, especially his parents. Like Xavier's mom, I have MS, and I hope that the show demonstrates how their love withstood these medical challenges. It could be meaningful and even a source for hope, a source of hope for a lot of people. Thank you, 518. I don't think we got any of that, unfortunately.
I don't think we got any of that, yeah.
Which, maybe that was their decision. Maybe we don't want to focus on that, but yeah, I think an opportunity was there, as always. Katie from Raleigh, I'm so excited to meet Dotton's immigrant parents. I expect they're either adorable and endearing or hard asses who are extremely skeptical. Thank you, Katie.
I bet Katie popped too when the parents showed up. Excited.
I rewatched like that. I forgot what I was doing. I
stood up.
But you were really duped by this. They're not
coming. I popped out of my chair. Really did.
Oh, they're coming. Who's that? I can't believe they're here. Some unrelated ones. This is from Amanda. I thought I'd shed some light on your musing as to whether or not the alligator guy is an actor. He is, in fact, a real alligator tour guide. When I saw his face on my screen, I yelled, I know that man. He led myself and my law school colleagues on an alligator tour over 10 years ago during our spring break trip. He handed me a baby alligator, and when I backed up out of fear, he said, look, the little girl is afraid to hold the alligator. He was a sweet and incredibly charismatic tour guide, so I'm not surprised he, quote, made it big. That is Amanda in Seattle, and she sent a photo as well. Thank you, Amanda.
Nice. You can tell when people are genuine, Rim.
Isn't that the truth?
You really can.
And there was no doubt ever the alligator.
No doubt in my mind that man was a real alligator.
Mark from Boston says, if Dotton doesn't get engaged at the end, I'll need him as the bachelor. And I want his mom living with the guys in the mansion, planning the dates and hosting the show.
Well, that's a fun idea.
Now imagine traveling to Nigeria, maybe hit up Egypt and Morocco, then finish off in Dubai or Saudi, since I'm sure one of them will own the rights to The Bachelor soon anyway. Thank you, Mark.
Oh, wow.
Julia from Texas, unrelated to the mailbag question, I ran into Zach the Batch at a restaurant in Austin while visiting a friend and totally fangirled. He was very nice in person, and when I asked for a picture, he said, sure, what's your name? And then I basically blacked out for the remainder of the interaction.
We talking Julia. About Zach Zalcross?
Yeah, Zach the Batch. Allure.
Looks like Zach and Katie moved in together. Good for them.
Good for them. Good couple.
Good couple?
Thank you, Julia.
What were we mad about? I don't remember.
I don't know. Always something.
Was it something he did? always. Who did something to us?
Thank you to all the mailbag responses. What do you have for us this week, AB? Whose opening night first impression did you like the most? What was your favorite part of Zach's season?
Let's just get general thoughts on the season. How have you liked it so far? Let's just keep it general. What are we going to ask? We're almost to the end here.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get the Bachelor in Paradise cast. That's what I'm waiting for. Without
I think it's out.
A spoiler.
I think
I'm not looking for it right now.
No, me neither.
Not until Jesse's telling me the names. That's when I want to, or an official People or Us Weekly interview, that's the only time I'm going to see those names. I don't want to see any spoilers.
Speaking of publications, no Bachelor headline of the week, I assume?
No.
Well, we had one sent to us that I think is worth highlighting.
Okay.
This is from Bachelor Burner on Instagram. Eureka native, former Bachelor star, Clayton Eckerd to host pickleball-themed reality TV series. Clayton, due to his qualifications, will host a television show, a pickleball competition themed reality TV series, Pickleball Paddle Battle. Baby Billy's Pickleball Paddle Battle. A Pickleball Kingdom Productions.
What do you say?
I don't know. I'm just reading words. Well, the Baby Billy thing is something you would know. But
what are you fucking saying? What are you talking about? You said something Pickleball Productions.
Pickleball
what
Paddle
are you
Battle.
Talking about?
There's also a typo in here, which confused me as well. Pickleball
you
Paddle
said
Battle.
Six times.
Pickleball Paddle Battle, a production of Pickleball Kingdom Productions.
What is
that's
pickleball?
The dumbest sense I think I've ever. That's the worst phrase I've ever read with my eyes. Eckert has signed on to host a reality competition
pickleball
show called Pickleball Paddle Battle, a production of Pickleball Kingdom Productions.
Pickleball Kingdom Productions. What is pickleball?
That doesn't sound
Kingdom
like a fly-by-night operation at all.
Oh my goodness! I just realized as you were talking, I don't know what the fuck you're saying.
Yeah.
I can't even understand the words you're saying.
Well, here's all you need
you
to know, AB.
Going.
Here's all you need to know, AB. Pickleball is not just having a moment. It's America's fastest-growing sport, said Eckert
you know,
via a news release.
You know,
release.
Hey, the yeah, pickleball I, thing, Rim.
Have fun out there.
Yeah. enough. I wanted to get involved. I wanted to like it. It's getting to be too much. Let's relax. People are acting like it's going to overtake one of the major sports at this point. It's like,
there's
right,
always
it's not
a
that great on TV.
Sport.
It kind of sucks on TV, I've noticed, for one. Everyone relax with the pickleball thing.
You're all about pickleball until you got a court in your neighborhood. Pickleball, that shit is loud. It's loud.
Oh, is it?
It's a lot louder than
is
tennis. Yeah, the paddles are hard. The ball is hard. And the people are grunting.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
It's good pickleball
it's sound. Big thwap. Anyway. Baby Billy's Pickleball Paddle Battle.
AB and
by Pickleball Kingdom Productions. Yeah, good for him.
It's one of the funniest sentences I've ever heard. Yeah. Hey, good for him. I think he'll be a good host.
Yeah, he's great. You know who's a fucking awesome host that we haven't mentioned in a while? Jesse Who? Palmer is awesome.
Jesse Palmer really knows how to do it.
He's great. Thanks for setting
I
that
just
in.
Don't like how little he's been on screen this season.
We say that about all the hosts. By all the hosts, I mean Chris Harrison. That was a running joke with Chris Harrison, too, getting the mimosas off to the side, not
true.
Paying attention.
That's true. Good point.
Okay, well, I've made my power rankings known, more or less.
Yours is Xavier, Dotton, Joey. I think I've made mine known.
In terms of who
Xavier,
I think will win. Yeah.
Joey, Dotton.
There you go, power rankings.
It's easy. But we both... You can't see Aaron sliding in. No, Aaron...
Aaron's not taking a rose from anybody. I think he's going to show up.
You think he's going to be there, but... He's not doing it. Nothing's going to happen from it.
Nothing's going to happen.
Just a proper goodbye.
No.
Which I think he had. I feel like he
yeah,
had.
Yeah, no, I don't think he's coming back for a goodbye. I think he's coming back for a...
Try to win
her
heart.
Regret not giving me a rose, let me back in, and she's
what
gonna
if
go,
she does?
No. She might. In which case, Xavier. Here's your one way to get out of here. It is not inconceivable that... Well, no, it's inconceivable. Aaron's not getting
it's not.
Aaron's not getting a rose.
Yeah,
sorry.
No.
Okay, Real TV. Are we skipping something here? Seems short. Real TV fantasy update?
I don't think so.
Okay. For the record, I have botched a couple things on the setup of that. I know our guy Peter's in the chat doing damage control for us, but well, one time after people had already submitted their lineups, I changed the number of people you could have on a roster. Chaos. I mean, that really threw the whole thing into... But, you know, I like having fun out there. This week's sticker winner is Sally Suitcase by
Great.
Megan S. Some good team names in there.
That's a good name.
Team Control, Tierra's Eyebrow. Lil Jon Yaya. Most Dramatic Roast Cast Yet. They all tied for first as well. 5K for charity. All right, well, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Next week is Overnights Fantasy Suites, where all your wildest fantasies come true.
presented by Pickleball Palace.
Pickleball
Emporium.
Palace. And then allegedly Men Tell All on its own separate week, potentially the lowest rated episode of The Bachelorette in history.
The thing that might have finally sinked this ship.
Followed by the 3-hour finale on the 21st. So that's where we're at. Appreciate you listening. Talk to you later.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.